Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
What do you say? Are we ready for Friday or what?
I'm fucking pumped.
I mean,
I'm starting to put the war paint on, and let's fucking go.
Friday night. It's on ABC too, right?
Yeah, Friday Night Knicks.
Wow.
I gotta get there.
8:30. So I think the crowd's gonna be even more.
Oh, it's 8:30. Or 7:30.
I think it's 8:30.
Let me see.
30 have we?
I'm pretty sure it's 8:30.
Yeah, me too.
Damn, you get that extra hour. Yeah, 8:30. Holy shit! That place better be. The only fear I have is the tickets are so fucking insane that the crowd could be a little bougie, but I don't think so. I think it's gonna be nuts.
I kind of have an opinion. I was talking to Mike about this. I have like a whole thing about the ticket prices. I think people are taking it a little overboard. The prices were always this expensive. Like when they were good in the 90s playing the Chicago Bulls, it was the most expensive ticket.
No, you're right.
Ever.
You're right.
And I don't know. Like maybe it's the capitalist in me. I'm just like, you know, it's not your right to go to the game. Like someone had that comment that like, how am I supposed to support your team? Like we're the biggest Knicks fans there are, just as big as anybody else. And I don't think any three of us are going to any of these games. And I don't expect to either.
No, I agree.
Right.
I'm such a homebody at this point. Like
me too.
I'm perfectly fine with just sitting at home. With that being said, would I love to go to a game every once in a while? Sure. But, like, yeah, I mean, you don't see us. Like, how many times do we talk about, oh, we got to get to a game this year? And, like, we never make the effort. We're just like, ah, whatever. So we're
okay, that's different. That's because, you know, we have to, like, we all live in different places and we have to, like, kind of coordinate that.
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm just saying price alone, right? If our team goes to the World Series or they go to the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean we automatically, because we support the team so hard, like we have to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's certain things that they're just like expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the world's most famous arena. Of course it is what it is. It's just like, yeah, no, it is what it is. I do wonder like somewhere like, I'm trying to think Minnesota, Sacramento. Now, Sacramento, that ticket might be high only because when's the last time they had a playoff game?
Yeah, they have a really good fan base. But, you know, like to your point of if the crowd is going to be like bougie and maybe a little bit less rowdier, I don't think so because...
Yeah, I don't think so.
During the year, the tickets are expensive and it's a lot of suits and all that. And Everybody loves the Knicks. Everybody wants them to do well, and they're really passionate. I think it's going to be loud as fuck.
No, it
there's
is.
So
it is.
Many, there's so many Knicks fans. There's just so many. So you're going to get your hardcore fans there, too.
No, I was just saying, you know, it's going to be nuts. 2 years ago, I think the tickets... Were the tickets a little cheaper 2 years ago? And maybe
Atlanta?
And maybe you had more of like the blue collar fan going, or was it pretty much the same? I forget.
Well, one thing I'm trying to think, when was game one for Atlanta? I think, when did the series start? Was it during the week or was it on the weekend?
I think it was during the week.
During the week, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was in May, wasn't it, too? Because
it was definitely in May.
The season was pushed back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in May. Because I remember, going at the beach and coming back and the Knicks were on, like the playoff game was on.
Yeah.
So I think, one was on the weekend. So does that mean game two is going to be Sunday?
It's Sunday at 1, which I hate because that's like a matinee. Yeah. I know. The crowd won't be as, the crowd won't be as lit. But
I still think there are, though. I really do. I don't think, because these are playoff games.
Yeah.
They're all big. I don't know. I think it's going to be loud as shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Friday night. And, you know, I think either way, even if they were up 2-0 or 1-1, but now it's like 1-1 and we got smacked around so bad last night. I'm really expecting, like, I want it to be hell. Like, I really want it to be hell. I almost wish there was a villain on this team. Like, Spida, he seems like a good dude. Like, I you know, Trey Young was the perfect villain. Reggie Miller, you know, these type of guys. It's hard. It's hard for the. It's gonna be hard for the fan base to get, you know, to go against you know, a hometown kid, so to speak. So that's the only unfortunate part.
Cleveland, like, they talk a lot. Like Okoro, he couldn't shut the hell up enough, and then now he got benched like right away.
Oh yeah.
I think they're gonna take him out of the starting lineup. But on the team, they don't like have anyone like super unlikable.
Right.
Like Garland, he just kind of, he's not like showboating really.
He's just like, whatever.
Good. Yeah. But Allen, that was a dirty ass play on Randall, but he's not known as like a, you know, jerk.
Yeah, I don't I don't think that was like purposely done to hurt him.
No, it wasn't. I think it was just the momentum, but like, yeah, why was Randall even in the game?
Yeah, that could have been.
We'll see.
Bad.
I think Mitchell, he won't have any issue playing at the guard. He's going to thrive off of that. But let's see how Garland reacts and the younger players on Cleveland. What you hope is, like, you know, our role players have to step it up quickly. Barrett, Grimes, and the Cavalier players just, like, come in shell-shocked and it just, like, totally shit their pants at the guard.
So what happened last night? Can we talk about that? Like, what the hell was that last night?
I can't even explain it. Like, I don't even know. Like... It's like, well, what did they do bad? Everything? I mean, that's pretty much what it was, right? I mean,
because everyone's talking about how excited they are for Friday, and you got Stephen A. guarantee and stuff, and it kind of took the air out. Now I'm a little worried. I'm a lot worried.
The guarantee, I know. He looked so cocky on First Take today, talking to Mad Dog and J.J. Redick, and that was, you know.
I'm not worried at all. I mean, they were so desperate. You know, they're 4 seed for a reason. They had the best defense all year in the NBA. Right. You know, they were so, so desperate. And I was actually impressed. Like, the Knicks started out pretty strong.
Yeah, they were
up
8.
I thought I was like, you know what? Okay, like, we can really take the crowd out of the game. But I think it was when the bench came in, like, quickly, Barrett was on the court still as, like, the lead option. And I think it was 22-22. And then after that, quickly had a couple bad turnovers. Barrett missed a bunch of open shots. It just got out of control, and they just weren't able to regain it. But
yeah,
that'll change. I'm really confident.
Only thing
I think they're going to sweep both games at home.
Oh, okay. That would be amazing. The unfortunate part, right, is that they're not a great, like, what was their home record this year? Like, they had a better road record, right, than home record. And it is true. We've been saying this for years, right? Like, the Knicks are, like, they almost are, like, nervous playing in front of their home crowd because there's so many expectations to just win the game. And the other team comes in like, oh, we're playing the Garden. Like, we got to play our best ball tonight. So that's the only thing that makes me nervous. I think the only reason they were even, like, in those two games against the Hawks 2 years ago was because of the crowd, if I'm being honest. Because remember, they played like shit. Even the game they won, they like barely won.
Yeah.
You know, like, Randall was awful, but the crowd was just so lit. Like, they did, it just gave them energy. So now it's obviously a lot better team. But yeah, I mean, all you need is like decent play from Barrett, IQ, and Grimes, and they should be all right because they've been horrible.
Yeah, which is, I'm kind of surprised, but. How much did Quickly play in Atlanta?
Barely. I remember him making a few big shots, but like he
was kind of like that Deuce McBride role.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is like his really getting thrown into it as a main player. I think he's gonna he'll settle in.
Yeah,
he's gonna the rest of the games. I think he'll turn it up.
He's like a home, you know. He's like a home favorite, right? Like, he thrives off the crowd. Yeah, I think he's gonna. I think he's going to turn around. I think Grimes will be okay. He's just not getting a lot of touches, you know. But RJ, man, I just don't know. It's, I mean, even Stephen A was calling him out on First Take. It's
really bad.
It's really bad.
He hasn't improved that in any aspect.
Nothing. Like, not a thing.
At all. So I think, I know he's young, but did he already max out, like, peak?
I know.
I don't think you really just, do you develop a jump shot at 24 when you've been in the NBA for, you know, four or five years?
Jason Kidd's like the only one ever I've ever seen do that.
With him, I feel like he's a guy that doesn't work hard to me. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but from what I see and like what I see on Twitter and people talking about him, I don't think he's like a gym rat. I don't think he's working on his game.
Yeah. What's funny is I remember one time, it might have been his second or third year. I forget what it was. But like he said, like, I think someone asked him, like, oh, why do we never see clips of you like working out? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I don't need to show anyone. Like, I'm just, you know, I do my thing. I keep it private and, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not like a show off, you know, whatever. And meanwhile, it's probably like, oh, maybe because there is there is no working out. Like, there is no practicing your game. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But
I wonder, yeah, who knows what's going on? I think his personality probably rubs people the wrong way, especially in this, like, in the city. He just seems so laid back. He has those, like, sleepy eyes. Like, it looks like he just doesn't give a shit. So, you know, that might be part of it, too. I'm really curious if Tibbs is going to have a short leash with him. And would you play McBride, especially after what Garland did, and maybe put McBride on him? Just for a little bit, a few minutes.
On who? I'm sorry.
Yes.
On
Garland.
Oh, on Garland.
No, on Garland.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, right?
I'd do that. I mean, quickly, you know, he's one of the team's best defenders, especially on ball. Who's been guarding? It looks like Hart has been on. Hart and Grimes have been guarding Spida. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've been doing a very good job. I think Garland, he makes them go. He had a shit game on game one, and they scored, what, 90 points? 93 points, something like that? Low 90s. So yeah. I think if you stop him, then Mitchell is forced to create and score, which is so difficult. I'd put McBride on him. Because Barrett, he's not quick enough for Garland.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. And Spida only, would he have like, did he even have 20 points last game? I know he had a bunch of assists and he was doing, you know, playing some good defense, but.
I don't even think he cracked 20.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Like Garland had what, 32, 34?
He couldn't miss. It was ridiculous. I mean, he was hitting like, and it wasn't even like his shots weren't, it wasn't even like, oh, they're barely going, like everything was just like barely even hitting the net. That's how like wet it was. It was ridiculous. Right. Yeah, it was crazy. But I mean, other than those two, no one really on that team scares me, right? Okoro, Bricklayer, Mobley has no offense. Jared Allen, no offense. Who won their bench? Osmond?
LeVert had a pretty. He had some big LeVert, shots yeah. last night.
LeVert's like their third guy, yeah, and he plays some defense too. But they just have more guys, I think. You know,
for sure.
Yeah,
we're definitely more deep. I thought Jalen Brunson had a really bad game.
He did. I mean, no one played. Can you name one guy who played good yesterday?
Yeah, nobody did.
No one.
Yeah, you're right.
No one.
Yeah, I mean Randall. It's interesting. So Obi's been kind of like the sixth man these last two games. Thibs has actually been quick to kind of like pull Julius out and Obi's been coming in. Definitely need more from Obi, but it's tough to get in rhythm. I don't know. I really think this is going to go seven. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh man, a game seven on the road.
I know.
He's so nervous, man.
I know.
That's tough.
Cause that crowd, that Cleveland crowd, it is one of the best crowds in the league, I think.
Yeah.
It's up there.
And their defense, like, their offense, you know, they don't intimidate us at all, but their defense looked amazing last night, especially with Mobley and Allen are protect, like the way they protect the paint, it's really tough to get anything easy in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That takes away a lot of Randall's game. He's used to bullying people like constantly. He can't really do that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Definitely not. But yeah, they need to hit shots. I mean, they couldn't hit anything yesterday, you know, last night, like nothing. You know, I say RJ, you know, like take it to the hole, but he can't even hit a layup. Like, hey, he's one of the worst finishers I've ever seen.
And he has no, like, he has no explosiveness. Yeah, he just, I don't know what they're going to do with him now and then going in the future.
Yeah, it seems like his values are really decreased.
Yeah.
He's like, he kind of like, I mean, he's not as bad, but he's like, kind of like our Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for real. You know, without maybe like the baggage, like, you know, it seems like he keeps it pretty, you know, clean. You know, he's not out there like dating, you know, Kardashians and saying, you know, the wrong thing or anything like that. He just, I don't know.
He's not that good.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like he's going to be definitely like a piece to trade off for a bigger piece, right? You know?
Yeah,
him, some picks, Grimes, hopefully not a Quickly, you know, hopefully not an Obi, but you know, he could be, I don't know.
I think Quickly is our most valuable asset.
Yeah, no, seriously.
He played like Tyrone Mac, like Maxey.
Yeah, him and Maxey, it's so funny. I know, you know, obviously both like, you know, played at Kentucky together and, you know, they're like the same player. It's so funny how similar they are. I think Maxey might be a little bit bigger than him, though. But yeah, very similar players. And I think Quickly, he's got the potential to be like the third star on this team. He's definitely not playing like it. He did finish, you know, like an idiot. I watched that whole game. I was just kind of like sitting there, like on my phone, like whatever. But like Quickly, like he actually started to like hit some buckets. He was making some steals. Like he was playing hard, like to the end. And in a way, it was kind of like, okay, you know, maybe gain his confidence a little bit, like hit some shots, you know, so it's not like a total dud. Because he didn't have a field goal until like the second half of the second game. Like he didn't have one field goal in the first game. So it was good for him.
Yeah, I think that was important.
Yeah.
That was important for him to see that. What about Mitch? What do you think about his playing so far?
Well, first game, he was a beast on the offensive glass. Second game, I mean, his hands are like the worst hands I've ever seen. It was so bad.
I know.
How many passes?
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Because I think he's honestly the best offensive rebounder, probably in the NBA.
Probably in the NBA. Didn't he lead the league? Offensive rebounds
probably.
Per game?
So
I think he was.
Has to be up there.
Yeah. And I think I think I was saying, like, you know, if he could catch the ball, he'd probably average like, you know, 30 boards a game. You know, it's just his hands are so bad, but yeah. But he, you know, unfortunately, that's the only two things he can really do is like offensive boards and block shots. And he's athletic. I mean, that goes a long way. But
right.
If you had a better version of him, I think the Knicks would be really strong.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
So like, who's? I don't like him, and I think everybody else hates him. But the better version of him, and I wouldn't do it because the price is too high, is probably Rudy Gobert.
Ooh. Yeah. We'll get to him. Yeah.
Rudy's good. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
He's like $200 million good, though. You know.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a little overrated. And I think just some of the things he's done, obviously, you know, it gives him a even worse rap. You wish Mitch can have like some sort of offensive game, like a jumper or anything really, but you know, he kind of,
that's why it cracks me up when he has these social media posts and he's like talking about, I don't do anything, but bro, you can't catch a ball.
Yeah.
A shot. I know.
Catch the ball first.
Cool. So what is he like talking about?
Is he like, what was that in Celtic Pride? Like that guy in the Jazz, he keeps telling the coach, like, oh, I got the bad shit, coach. Like, is he telling Thibs that? Like, come on. Come on, Thibs. Come on. You know?
What was his name? Lurch?
Yeah. I got the bad shit. Like,
I got the bad shit, coach.
Yeah. Like, with the, you know, but yeah, clearly doesn't. Hartenstein, you know, he's
Hartenstein.
You know.
He had a good game one.
Yeah, he had that big offensive rebound at the end of the game there.
Yeah, last night he had a few bad turnovers and
he got in foul trouble too.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely would welcome like a little bit more Deuce McBride for sure. I'm hoping that like Hart and Randall's injuries aren't worse than we think, you know.
They're definitely still banged up.
Yeah, which sucks. But I fully expect the crowd to be just bananas. What kind of? I'm curious to see what kind of, you know, what jerseys they wear. What the floor will be.
I mean, can they just give like
Just give me the whites.
Games, they
just give me the whites.
Yeah, and also give the regular blue uniforms on the road.
I know. I know.
Just once.
I'm sick of the statement and the city edition. Yeah, I'm just sick of the city edition and the statements.
Like in the 90s, it was so cool when they had all the guys, they would shave their head and wear the all the same black sneakers.
Yes.
Black sneakers, awesome. Black socks. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
I wish they would do that.
Yeah. Home so whites. Cool. Home whites, away blues. You know, the away blue is probably my favorite of the Knicks jersey, you know, but I don't know. This is just the way the NBA. What was it the other night? The Nuggets T-Wolves game. All the fans. So it was in Denver, right? All the fans are wearing white shirts, and the T-Wolves are wearing white jerseys, and the Nuggets were wearing blue jerseys. So it looked like a home game for the T-Wolves. It was like confusing.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't like how they do that, but.
Yeah, they gotta start strong on Friday because you know how the fans are here. They can quickly start getting on them, you know. Especially Barrett. I can just picture, you know, Cavs jump out to like a 10-point lead, Barrett bricking shots, and he'll never get his confidence back.
Oh, no, never. Yeah. Same with Julius. I worry about him just because of 2 years ago, how bad that was.
I think he's fine, I think. You know, I think it's more the injury now with him.
Well, both games he came out like firing, right? Didn't he like he started out really good and then just kind of, you know, I don't know. And then Brunson, he needs to, because that was bad. I mean, he had an amazing first game, and then last night was just, it was weird. He was, Adam mentioned this, and by the way, I don't know if Adam's going to join us, but if he does, you know, we can wait to talk Nets if he does. But he was mentioning to us that, you know, he didn't like the amount of shot taking that Brunson was taking. And I agree. Like it was
shooting a lot of threes.
It was a lot.
A lot of threes.
It was a bit much. Like he was shooting way too much. I think they need, and that was like in the beginning of the game. And I think it kind of hurt them. Like he needed to, I think, like be more of a facilitator, but,
and I don't know if that's because they're worried about Mobley and Allen getting into the paint.
Maybe,
you know what I mean? If that's part of the game plan, I don't know, but yeah, he shot a lot of them.
Yeah,
they did go in and out. A lot of them went in and out.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was like there was at least four shots I can remember that went in and out. It even had like a couple of floaters that went like in and out. It was really frustrating. So yeah, I mean those can easily gone down, and the game's completely different. But you do have Grimes, who, you know, is what did he shoot 3-point percentage for the year? It's got to be like high thirties, right? I mean.
I would say mid to high 30s.
Yeah, I mean, he's a capable 3-point shooter. You know, Randall, if you get Quickly and Hart in there, I mean, they got to
move the
ball.
The thing I like about Grimes, he's not afraid to shoot. He's always ready.
Yeah.
He doesn't hesitate.
And he's probably open.
I feel like
he's probably open.
Yeah, I feel like Quickly's hesitating a lot. He's not being himself.
Yeah, he had one possession. I think when he first came in last night, that was just like awful. He was just dribbling
that
the ball
turnover?
Around. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. So, all right. So, Paul, you're,
we'll see.
You're really confident. Really confident.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, like, it's an evenly matched team's home game. You just got one on the road. Like, you gotta win these games, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Juice, you're a little nervous.
My confidence is low right now, but I mean it could be a big overreaction because yesterday was so bad. That's not. Are they that bad? No, but you know it's some. I don't know how I see it going out. Is I think Friday, they may lose a close one, And then Sunday, it's like almost like a do or die because you don't want to be 3-1 going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I think they win it. And then Cleveland will win. And then the Knicks will win at home. And that sets up the 7. But it's going to get scary. I think we might lose on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. A few things. I mean, what worries me is that, you know, in the NBA, especially nowadays, it's like a game of runs, right? Like, and maybe it's just a regular season thing. Like, a team will be up 20. Like, when we were down 20, I was like, oh, we'll make a run. We'll make this interesting, right? Because that's just how the NBA is nowadays. What was the closest it got? 16 at one point? Maybe?
Yeah.
Like, it was...
I was thinking, I was like, we're going to get a run. We'll be fine.
Never happened. It's crazy. I think actually at one point, because we were down like 24... We like made a run, made it to 16, and then I think Garland hit a big shot, and it was like, all right, that's it. But it was weird. So that makes me a little nervous that we just never was in that game except for like the first few minutes. So that makes me a little nervous. So I'm like, I don't know how to feel, if I'm being honest. I'm a little nervous, and I definitely could see it going 7. But I've been saying all year, right? Like, what would you know? We have to win. A first round series. We have to win a first round series.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Now you see Giannis is out tonight.
Oh yeah. We got to get to that. What an opportunity.
Like, come on.
There you go. There's like,
yeah.
The seas are parting for Nick
Wren. I mean, the only other team I was afraid of was the Bucks team because of Giannis, and now he's the Heat may beat them.
Like, and even if the Heat don't beat them, the fact is the Heat are going to make it a pain in the ass series and really stretch them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going to come out of this pretty beat up, and who knows? It's a back. So those are all tricky. And, I feel like he could re-aggravate that too if he tries to come back too soon.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's right there.
Exactly. And he went out 10 minutes into that game, never came back, not playing tonight. And even if the Heat win that series, Harrow broke his hand.
Harrow.
He's gone. So that's their third best player. So, yeah, I mean, what an opportunity here if they make it to the second round. And then we know if they, somehow made it to the third round, they could beat the Celtics, who are probably going to sweep the Hawks, right? Maybe the Hawks steal one in Atlanta, but that series is over.
But then Boston and Philly will kick the crap out of
each other. Oh, right. I keep forgetting about Philly, man. So that's the only thing. And, I don't know if Adam's going to join us. So maybe, I don't know, we could just give our opinion on that series. I'm thinking this is going to be a sweep. Sorry, Adam.
I think that's, they looked overmatched.
It doesn't look good. I know it was sort of close for a little while. What was it? The first half last game, but I don't know. I just think they're overmatched. I think Embiid is just, he's playing at an all time level. And even Maxi, they just have no answer. Offense, they have no answer. Yeah, I think it's
right.
I think it's going to be 4-0.
Yeah, not enough scores at all.
Yeah.
You know, they went on that insane run. I think it was in January when they had Durant. Remember they won like 18 out of 20 games something
ridiculous.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like, if they had this team, I don't think they would have made the playoffs.
Right. Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think Bridges is a nice player. But after him, I mean, yeah, everyone's just kind of okay. Do they play good defense? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's a weird team.
What do you think about, Bridges? You think he is a true number one? Can be or not.
That's the thing. I think it remains to be seen.
I don't think he's a one, no.
Yeah, and I don't think he wants to be a one. You know? He wasn't a one at Villanova.
I think he'd be a good three.
Oh, great three. A great three. Like, the ideal three. Like, I wish he was, like, the Knicks, like, number three. You know what I mean?
And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, when I say three, I mean... Like, think of it. If Kobe and Gasol were 1 and 2, Lamar Odom was at 3, and that was like he was awesome. Lamar
yeah.
Odom.
Oh know? Yeah. Yeah.
So I like I don't mean to.
And he was on crack.
I like Bridges. I think he's really good.
No, I love him. I wish we had him.
Also, one thing about that series, all right, Claxton, right? All we heard about all year is the best defensive big man, right? He can do anything. He can guard anybody.
He's been invisible.
They're giving him no opportunity to even defend Embiid 1-on-1. I know that's an extremely tough ask. But if he's that good of a defender, shouldn't you be at least trying him? Like, that's why you're going to give him all this money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Thibodeau would be doubling with Mitch? Hell no.
No.
So all these guys are getting wide open threes all the time. I know it's like pick your poison, but damn, like try something different.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Jacques Vaughn. I think they really rushed that signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to kind of, yeah. Like, make things like, seem, like, stabilized. Like, yeah.
Because right now, it looks like, if they had Ime there, it would be good, even though he's a sexual, he's really horny, that guy. But, I think that would have been the fit, right?
Yeah. That's so funny that how close he was to being the coach. He, like, was the coach, wasn't he, for, like, a few days, practically?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was crazy. He'll probably be coaching somewhere next year. I don't know where, but
I don't know because
there'll be a team available.
It's if he does that, right? Like right now, it's the Celtics' choice for him not to be the coach because they didn't fire him. So he's still getting his big money, I think, right? And if he coaches somewhere else, he would probably only take that job if he's getting more money. Like he's not going to take less,
right?
So they would have to pay him more at his, like, lowest value or lowest point, I guess. I don't know. For the Nets, I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was just there was so much going on at that point. So much drama. Yeah. Crazy. But, yeah, Jacques Vaughn, yeah, it remains to be seen about him. The Nets are – it's probably it. I don't get the whole Cam Thomas hate. I don't get why he doesn't get, you know, because they have problems scoring, right? Like that guy's a fucking bucket. Like I don't get it. Something happened there.
If you score over 40 points 3 games in a row, you got some talent. Right?
I mean, you know, it's funny because in this league, like anyone could score 40. Like Kemba Walker, that you know, half a season with the Knicks, he dropped like 40 one game or 40 something. So anyone could do it. But 3 games in a row. Like, not many guys can do that. And he just got, like, benched, like, right after that. It was fucking weird.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. And I get it. Like, maybe so he hasn't played defense, but I don't know.
Me and Adam were talking about it. And I wish he was on because he would explain, like, way better than I would. But he had this, like, idea. If Portland was a trading partner, right, would you trade Michael Bridges to Portland and get Shaden Sharp,
oh yeah,
and like their top 5 pick, and do it, and like kind of rebuild, right? You'd just be rebuilding with young guys, or would you go the other way with it? Would you trade for Damian Lillard and give up your picks and stuff like that?
I think A. As much as I love Bridges, I don't know if Dame really moves the needle on that team. As good as Dame is. You need at least like 3 stars now, right?
Yeah.
In this league, at least. And you know, if Dame and Bridges are your two, you know what I mean? Your two guys.
Yeah, they have to find a way to get Dame and then also get like Porzingis or Siakam. And even then, you have a strong team but not the team that's going to
It's so hard. Like, it's so hard. You know what I mean? To win the NBA, it might be the hardest, right? That's why you have these like teams that like kind of just like dominate for years. It's so hard, you know. Every once in a while, you get like a, you know, like the Pistons, the 04 Pistons or 2010 Mavs, right? You get like these, you know, the Raptors, who kind of got lucky because Durant got hurt, right? But
right.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like these, you know, super quote unquote super teams. It's tough. It's really hard.
I strongly believe the Nets are going to be big time players in the offseason, and the Knicks too, because I think no matter how this shakes out for the Knicks, they are going to really try to make a splash because they've kind of missed out the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, this is the summer, 100%. They have the pieces for it now. There's no excuses, you know? You got to go out and get that like third star for sure. And
looks like the Lakers are laying an egg, man. They didn't come to play. They kind of just laid down. It's end of the third quarter, and they're down 12. It's 83-71.
Wow. With Ja out and everything.
Without Morant.
Damn.
Yeah. Without Morant, yeah. And nobody – well, actually, I'm lying. Now there's one. There's one player, and you know the plus-minus? Have the Lakers have one positive player. It's Jared Vanderbilt. He's +7, but he only has 4 points.
Jeez.
And I'm looking at the box score now. This guy, Xavier Tillman, 19 points, 9 rebounds.
What the hell?
Yeah. Really good guy.
Michigan State.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the first game one was crazy. It was like the Rui Hachimura game. Then it became the Austin Reeves game. Those guys were like the 1-2 punch. It was pretty hilarious. AD actually had a really good game, too. And the Lakers looked primed to, I mean, you know, it would have been really crazy if they won both these games in Memphis. I could definitely see that series going 7. What other series? Oh, we haven't even gotten to Kings Warriors, which has been awesome.
That's been fun. It's been fun.
Light the beam.
I'm happy for them. They were bad for a long time. It's like cool to have juice there. We remember those teams were our favorites.
Oh my god, I love if the Knicks, you know, obviously, want, you know, if the Knicks get knocked out, whatever. Like the Kings, if they're still in it, like I'm gonna be rooting for them. I love that team. Love the fan base. Everything about it is great. And it, you know, it's like they've been like the little brother to the Warriors there in Northern California. So it's cool. I mean, I think that series is going 7, though. I think it goes back to Golden State. Even with Draymond out, I just think Warriors, there's no way they get swept or losing 5, do they? Are the Kings that good?
Ah, man, it's tough. I think the Warriors will win both at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Even without Draymond.
Yeah.
Do you think Draymond should have got suspended?
Honestly, no, but he has such a rep.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They've probably warned him 1,000 times. Like, dude, it's a different, like, you know, situation with you. You have to be a choir boy. You can't be stomping on dudes on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, literally anyone else, it would have probably not got a suspension. Maybe like...
Yeah, so for him.
Yeah.
I was watching that game live, and... You know, at the time when he did that, it looked really bad to me. I don't know. It looked bad. And then he's like kind of like taunting the NBA. So he goes to the crowd.
I know.
He's going crazy and screaming and stuff like that. I'm fine with the suspension, to be honest. And I know like I'm probably in the minority with that because a lot of people thought it was harsh. But I'm fine with him getting suspended.
I don't think they're going to really miss him. Obviously, he's very important to that team. He's kind of like almost like the heart of the team or leader of the team, or actually, I don't know, Steph is, but you get what I'm saying. So, but I still think, I just think with the crowd and just they're the Warriors, you know, like I think, what was the stat with Steve Kerr? Every time he's coached and made the playoffs, they've won the title or gone to the finals, right? Am I getting it right?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. Something like that. Something ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. And I think I even said it on the last pod. I see them coming out of the West still. But I don't know now. I don't know. This Kings team is amazing. There's that Clutch Player of the Year award now, right?
Yeah, Fox.
Yeah, Fox is probably going to get that.
How do they come with this?
How do they measure the Clutch Player award?
Right. We need Kevin O'Connor probably here for that, right? He's like such a basketball nerd.
Because Fox won it by a lot, but which was interesting to me. I said, all right, fine. He won it. I guess, you know, I don't watch all these Kings games. Maybe he hit a ton of buzzer beaters. But I did notice that Jalen Brunson got a lot of votes, and so did Randle.
Yeah, which is interesting. Randle had the one, obviously, game winner. But other than that, I can't really think of... I guess he was fairly clutch this year. Brunson, definitely. But Fox, I mean, Paul, he was on your fantasy team. So you followed him more than anyone. I mean, he was like... And I remember a few times seeing him, like, in, like, the end of games, just, like, dominant.
Yeah, he put up huge numbers. Yeah, he had a lot of game winners.
Yeah.
Now that I remember.
Yeah. And he's I mean... Man, when he's coming at you, bringing that ball up, it's scary. He's so fucking fast. It's like, holy shit. He just blows right by you. He's awesome, man. He's awesome. And I just, I'm happy for the Kings. I hope they can pull it off. So we'll see. We'll see. What else in the...
Are people, remember the trade with Sabonis and Halliburton? They got, like, clowned for
it? Oh, yeah. I think we know who... Who won that one?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah. No, that Kings team is great. It's great, you know. You got the Red Mamba, and then Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray,
and Davion Mitchell,
Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, Harry B.
And Malik Monk has been playing well.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to mention Malik Monk. Holy cow, that guy! I mean,
the slender man.
He's very skinny.
Yeah, slender man.
Remember what was that? The draft profile was like
so skinny.
His whole entire summary was he's very skinny.
Yeah, but I remember is like he goes to the Hornets. Jordan is like smacking him upside the head on the sideline, and it's like this guy is just it's not gonna happen for him. It's unfortunate. Whatever. Then what? Goes to the Lakers and it's like, oh, he's got a little bit of something. And now he's like a six man of the year candidate, right?
Yep. Even Trey Lyles has been playing well.
Yes, I always forget about Trey Lyles. Just a solid NBA rotation player. You know, yeah, they could go. They're pretty deep. Rakan Holmes is he still on the team?
No,
Alex Lang.
Alex Len is the backup. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's good too.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're deep. Mike Brown, coach of the year, probably, right? He'll probably get that.
Yeah. He's good, man. He's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like a defensive coach, right? Because they had the top offense in the league. Their defense, but whatever.
Whatever.
So yeah, that series is fun. We talked about Lakers Grizz. That's a fun series, but I really would like Ja back to because if the Lakers win, it's like oh well, Ja didn't play, whatever.
Right.
Do we even say anything about T-Wolves Nuggets? That's kind of just like is that I don't know. I thought the T-Wolves may have a chance, but the Nuggets beat them so easily the first game. Maybe the T-Wolves sneak one, or do they have a chance?
Jokic was abusing Gobert.
What was that move he had? I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Oh, man.
That was like a hopscotch, spin ballerina. That was nuts.
Yeah, he's like a ballerina. What the hell was that? That was insane.
Really good.
Yeah, he's the man. I think it might be a bad matchup for the T-Wolves. But again, it's been one game. They play tonight, so we'll see. And then what are we missing? Suns Clippers, which I think is definitely going seven games. That's a great series.
Yeah.
Kawhi look. How good does Kawhi look?
He looks awesome.
I think we forgot how good Kawhi is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's like this load management guy. You know, he missed all last year, but when he's healthy and playing, I mean, he's like, it's so hard with him, right? Because like. He shows zero emotion, so it's hard to tell like if he's working hard or not. But he's a stud. He's amazing. And is Paul George gonna? Is he gonna be back? What's the deal with him?
No,
he's not.
Think he's done.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
They still have a shot in this series because they're a pretty deep team.
Yeah, Westbrook has been doing everything but shooting the ball well, but he does everything else.
He had the play of the game, game one.
Yep.
Yeah, it was strange. I thought he shot like crap but I thought he had a good game.
He did.
He grabbed every offensive board. And I don't know if it was Bill Simmons or somebody. They described him as like Jalen Ramsey playing free safety out there, just like running around.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't hear that, but I like that comparison. Yeah, he's just kind of doing a little bit of everything. He's playing, you know, with confidence, even though, yeah, he can't hit a shot or anything. And you got, you know, Norm Powell, you know, he gets you buckets. And
Zubac.
Zubac, yeah. Yeah, I like this Clippers team. But the Suns, I mean, they got the big three. You know, they won last night. So I see that series going seven for sure. And
yeah.
And we'll see. Am I missing a series in the West? Did we mention all of them?
In the West.
No, I think that's all of them.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
Oh, the Mavericks? Yeah. Who are the Mavericks?
Yeah, let's talk about that. That is. What a disaster that ended up being. Yeah, so they're getting fined, right? Like they're
big whippity do shit.
Which, yeah, it's like, who gives a fuck, you know, Cuban, you know, whatever.
It's so pathetic. I mean, come on,
dirty.
Yeah. But there's still a chance we get their pick, right? What was the percentage? 20%.
Like 20.
20.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Can happen.
I'll take it. But yeah, that's awful. And the fact that Luka was not about that, you know what I mean? Like, what's that conversation like? Like, hey man, you know, this pick's a lot more important than the play-in game. It's like,
and
really?
You're one game out and you have two superstars on your team, apparently. Like, how can you do that?
I know.
You get into the playoffs, anything can happen. I would be, man, if I was Luka, I'd be bugging out.
They were down 2-0 last year to the Suns and came back and won.
Right.
So clearly, like, anything's possible. You know what I mean? Like, bizarre. Really bizarre. And I don't know what you do with Kyrie. I don't know where he's going to be next year. Like, no idea.
Well, I don't even think he wants to come back.
I don't think so. I saw somewhere that the Pelicans might be, like, a fit. You know, you pair him with I think you do it like a sign and trade, you know, McCollum. I think I saw this.
I think he should go to Shanghai.
Hey, there he is.
Did you have a triple double tonight?
Double double, but we lost by 37.
Not bad. Spread was 39. You covered.
We covered the spread. Listen, this might be the farewell tour. The ponies, they're barking today. The dogs are barking. My legs, my feet are locking up. It's not looking great.
Is this the
end of era?
Is this the 40 plus league? 40 or over league?
Yeah, I think we might get washed in a 40 plus league. This is supposed to be the B league, and yeah, it didn't go great for us. So.
Well,
but you know what? We leave it all on the court. That's all we could do, you know?
Yeah.
I saw a text from your brother. He's like, get me a body bag. I almost died tonight.
Yeah, Mike did the Tim Thomas tonight. He was just running from three-point line to three-point line because he couldn't go any further on either side.
Oh, man. Well, glad you could join. You know, we've kind of...
Sorry if I blew up your rhythm.
No, not at all. No. We went through kind of like the whole slate here, like the whole playoffs. We, you know, we got our Knicks rants in. We did talk a little bit of Nets, but hey, you're here now. You know, you missed it, but, you know, I think we all agree they're probably going to get swept here. No? Do you agree, disagree?
Yeah, I think the Nets, they brought a knife to a gunfight. That's what it feels like. They have their best player, Mikal Bridges, is probably – where would you rank him in the NBA?
Ooh.
30th? Is he 30th? Is he 35th?
That's a good one.
Is he 25th?
I say somewhere between 30 and 40.
Okay, so he's somewhere between 30 and 40. Embiid might be the best player in the NBA, probably at worst fifth. He's going to win MVP. They got Hart and Maxey. They're just overmatched. They probably shouldn't be in the playoffs. I mean, in reality, like they did finish pretty strong, But, you know, they're probably a 35-win team over the course of the year. They got a nice little head start because of the old roster. And on top of the lack of talent, they kind of just met a lot of these guys, it feels like. So it's just been cobbled together. It's good to get out there and just see where you're at, though, against elite competition. And, you know, they're pretty far away. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in the offseason. But you know what they say, right? The playoff series never starts until the road team wins a game, right? Is that a saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Listen, you never know. Two home games and then things can change. So I'll be there tomorrow. Me and Mike are going to go tomorrow. So
you are going.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Hopefully it's, yeah. We were going to go to game four, but we were like, you know what? Let's get game three just in case, you know, because that might be ugly if it's 3-0. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right. So you'll be in the building. Juice, actually, he threw out the two scenarios that you've been kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
I like, yes. I kind of like A better, which is the
go young.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't see Dame and Mikal making a ton of noise. They'd have to get a third guy. We were kind of all saying,
yeah, I kind of agree with that point. So if you do trade for Lillard, I think you got to make sure it's a trade where you keep enough where you could swing another trade. Because, yeah, Lillard, Bridges, Claxton, and whatever you're going to cobble together there, I mean, it's probably a 5 seed at best. So
yeah. Yeah. So you'd have to maybe get another guy. But I kind of like the go young and start over. Do you like Jacques Vaughn? Is he the coach you want to move forward with?
Well, they did extend him. Not that that means anything in the NBA. I do feel like every fan base hates their coach, so I don't want to like jump on a soapbox and say this guy stinks, especially when like it does seem like the guys like him. So I think that that's huge in the NBA, like just like having players that like their coach. I think that's pretty big. But like, he's made some questionable decisions, especially in this series. Like the whole, you know, double Embiid wherever he catches the ball seems kind of silly, especially like they've given him so many open three-pointers to the number one three-point shooter team in the league. I think if Claxton is as good as you think he is, I think I said this last pod, like let him try a little bit of one-on-one against Embiid, just see where you're at. And then the other piece is the Cam Thomas piece here. You scored 84 points last game. Cam Thomas had four 40-point games this year. Like, one, you know, Joe Harris, Seth Curry, you know, these guys aren't exactly, you know, setting the league on fire. So, you know, why not just see what you have with Cam Thomas also?
Yep.
Yeah. No.
We were talking about that before.
We were saying that.
You gotta try something different with Embiid. Let Claxton guard him.
Yeah. You're right. It's probably catch 22. It's like, okay, you either lose with a bunch of threes or you lose with a bunch of, you know, 50-point Embiid games. But you know, might as well try. You know.
Try. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, the Cam Thomas thing is bizarre. You know, I know he doesn't. You said he hasn't. You know, he's not a defender, and you're thinking that's why he doesn't play, but. Yeah, not many guys have three games in a row where they put up 40 or more, right?
I mean, yeah, and then he had one more to end the game. He started 6 games in his career. He's averaging 33 of those 6 games.
Yeah, like what the fuck? And the team can't score. It's weird.
It makes sense, you know, logically, but I don't know. So yeah. I'm not a basketball scientist, so I mean, maybe they'll figure it out.
Listen, for your sake, I mean, you know, obviously we like to poke fun. We don't want the Nets to win, but I hate the Sixers. I hate the Sixers team. I don't know. Just so many unlikable guys on this team. Harden.
Yeah, I agree. Embiid is frustrating to play against.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause on top of the fact that he's so good, like he's flopping around. You know, like he's such an actor. Anytime he hits the ground, he's got to stay down for an extra beat, get the crowd going a little bit.
Right.
It does get under your skin.
Right, I'm just not a Harden guy. I hate that Jang guy. Who else don't I like?
Oh yeah, he's annoying.
Oh yeah, he's PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker. Yeah, I do not like these. And then Maxey, you know, like we love Quickley so much, and I like to compare those two. So anytime Maxey does good, I get a little jealous, you know. especially because Quickley's been so bad in this series so far. So yeah, I hope the Nets win the series, but I think they get one. You know, we'll see. But.
If they get one, it's tomorrow. If not, I think they'll be doing the 1-2-3 Cancun on Saturday.
yes, like Frankie was saying, right?
Yeah. She knew. She knew. She was crying last game. I was like, yeah, I know. It's over. So.
Oh shit. Did you have any, we kind of went through, you know, the playoffs a little bit, but do you have any thoughts, hot takes?
Yeah, I want to sneak in. I want to sneak in one Nick point. I want to go back.
Oh yeah, go.
Go
yeah.
back to the Knicks for a sec. Okay. You look at that Cleveland front court, right? I don't think Thibodeau is going to do this, but if Cleveland seems to have an advantage in this series at some point, I would like to see the Knicks go with the Randall Obi Toppin front court.
Oh my god!
Just to stretch these guys out. Just bring Jared Allen out of the paint. Bring Evan Mobley out of the paint and give Brunson and Quigley and even Barrett, like, give these guys room to operate and get downhill, because I think if they space them out a little bit, I think that'd be a major help versus, like, you know, as important as Mitchell Robinson is to the team, like, if they had a stretchier guy, I think it would just open up everything for the Knicks, because everyone on the Knicks, like, the main offensive players on the Knicks, they all can get to the basket. So if you had a little more space to operate, I think that'd be huge.
Well, you know, it's
for them, but I don't know. Let's see if they try it.
Well, you know, it's funny. We got Hartenstein thinking this is like our stretch five guy because he can hit threes. Did he take one three this year?
Yeah,
he did a few in the beginning of the year. It's weird. He kind of regressed on this team. Like, he didn't fit. Part of it was injury.
He got better as the season went on, but I know what you mean, Juice. Like, he's a completely different player than he was on the Clippers. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's really what I mean.
Yeah, because I thought he got better as the season went on, but yeah, he was like a 3-point shooting, passing type guy, and like, he doesn't really do any of those. He's kind of just like this, gets offensive boards. He has that little floater that he does. I'm trying to think what else. He has some nice passes, but he never shoots threes. They should open that up a little bit, but I think that's coaching, right? That's probably Thibs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you want to do that. You know, he's been stopping shooting threes for like months now to just start it in the playoff series.
I know.
You
know
what
I mean?
It's tough. Yeah.
But the Obi Randall thing, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been hoping for that forever. And a lot of fans have too. And that's why Thibodeau was challenged. He was challenged on that. I think in the, like, the beginning of the year, like, the press asked him about it, and like, he basically said, right, like, he made every reason, like, he tried to just, like, not ignore it, but just kind of like, he made a, like, a stupid reason why not to do it. So unfortunately, I feel like
this is the time. Like, you know, I'm not saying maybe right now, but like, if, you know, let's say things are getting dire in game three or four, like, you know, now's the time. You know, this is the matchup, I feel like, because they have a very traditional front court. Like, you know, pull these guys out a little bit. Let these guards, like, let Brunson and Quigley and Barrett, let them get downhill against basically like a bunch of midgets in the backcourt for Cleveland. So yeah, that's what I would do.
Man, I'd love to see that. I know Thibodeau, he likes a traditional big in there at all times, which is, like, you know, pretty old school of him, but that's just how he is. But yeah, I'd love to see that. Love to see that. Randall Obi. That would have been cool.
Obi.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. It's going to be fun Friday night. It's going to be fun for you tomorrow night, Adam. And,
yeah, let's see. Yeah. Well, depending on how it goes, I might be blacking out. So
yeah. Depending on how the game goes.
You think there's going to be a lot of Philly fans there?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's a good question, actually. I went to in 2019 when they played Philly, and there's basically no Philly fans. So,
oh really?
I don't know. It could be different this time.
Huh? Interesting. Yeah, because it's not that far.
Philly to Brooklyn is kind of a tough ride, right?
I mean, I don't like going from Jersey to Brooklyn, so I can't. You know, I don't like going to Jersey. So
yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, good shit. What else should we, there's not really much else going on in the sports world except for this, really, you know?
Draft coming later. Up, but we can dive deep into that later.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, when's the draft's next week, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, we'll just recap it, I guess?
Yeah, we can recap it. That's fine.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, Juice, I think you were saying cool. There's like no buzz. Like, none.
Yeah, it's weird this year. I was going to ask you guys, what's the latest on the Aaron Rodgers front?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
There's literally nothing.
Just wait until the draft. If it's not done by the draft, then I'm going to start to get a little worried.
Yeah. Well, isn't there something in June that the Packers are waiting for where they don't have to pay him as much money or something?
You would think they would want picks, though, this year, no?
I know. It's weird.
So that's what I don't get. It's either, I don't know.
It's weird.
I think Douglas is, like, holding out to the last moment in the draft, but, man, if this backfires.
Oh, God. Like, well, I mean, yeah, there's been a lot of, like, if there's been any buzz, it's been, like, Zach Wilson buzz. What was it? He's been at, like, OTAs or something?
Yeah, he's there, but, like, honestly, you're literally just throwing a year away, right?
Oh, if you roll with Zach Wilson,
if you don't get Rodgers, who there's really no one available to get. Who are you going to get?
You got to look at Lamar maybe, but like he's probably staying now with Odell signing.
Well, not even the Odell signing. I think like now that Jalen Hurts got his deal, and they figured out a way because Philly's really smart. Philly figured out a way to do it. They kind of gave a framework, almost like a cheat sheet for how Baltimore should do it.
Mm. Yeah,
I think it's going to get done.
So Jalen Hurts, he got what biggest contract NFL history, which I feel like every offseason, right? Like it's like the biggest contract NFL history.
It is, but I don't know. I didn't really look into how it's framed and all that stuff, but his cap hits on every year for the next couple of years are very small.
Okay.
So I don't know how they structured it that way, but he's
God,
got.
I hate them. I hate the Eagles.
Yeah, they're just so they're smart. They're really good.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. So now Ravens kind of have a baseline of, I guess, how they're going to do this for Lamar, right? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That Odell signing that kind of came out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I guess he wouldn't go there unless Lamar's staying. I gotta think they talk, you know. But
well, according to Adam Sparber.
Oh yeah, Adam Sparber.
Yeah, they were an item. That was it. They were going to the dance together, so I guess they picked Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. And what was it? Your Trader Joe's source juice?
Oh, he said that the Giants were gonna get Diggs.
Right. And
did you hear the rumor? Not what? Tell me.
That's so funny. Edgewater has all the sources, all the players.
The hot stove over here.
Yeah, seriously, that's funny. All right, so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see with the draft. I mean, Jets. We want who? Paris Johnson or the other Ohio State guy, the receiver, right? Paul.
Jackson. His name Smith. Nijba.
I just call him JNS.
JNS. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'd be cool with that. Yeah.
I want the Giants to get a cornerback or a center. We don't have a center, but if they get a wide receiver, I'd be excited too.
Yeah.
I like Michael Mayer because I don't know. Every year, I just have a lust for tight ends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So Michael Mayer. You know, he blocks. He's big.
There's a lot of good tight ends.
Sure. He has a few of them.
Yeah, I feel like a tight end fits that Giants offense well.
Are you, Josh, are you worried at all about the Giants now with Barkley holding out, Dexter Lawrence kind of not showing up?
Nah, I think what they'll do is they'll make Lawrence the highest paid left tackle in the NFL. They'll pay him. And with Barkley, I think he's just going to have to accept less money.
Okay.
And I bet you they draft a running back in the third round.
Yeah.
By the way, Mel Kiper's number two prospect is a running back.
Really?
Yeah, the dude's Texas.
Yeah, but that's his rule. You don't take a running back in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. Never. You get the number two projected prospect as a running back, and he's like going 16th or something like that. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Question about Mel Kiper. Is ESPN, like, how old is he, first of all?
He's got to be in his 60s, I think, right? Early.
He's got to be up there, no?
Yeah, definitely.
So are they grooming someone to take over? Or is it McShay or is it someone else?
I thought it was going to be McShay, but I think McShay's had some personal off-the-camera items that they, I don't know. There'll be somebody else, I think.
I was going to say, I think Mel Kiper's in better shape. I think Mel Kiper's a robot.
He's 16.
He's better shape than McShay. He hasn't aged since like Jared Maguire was on TV a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, okay, Mel Kiper hasn't aged a day since this movie.
He's 62. Jerry Maguire came out in 98, let's say.
Yeah, maybe around there.
Yeah, so he was probably, like in his 40s then.
Looks the same.
Looks the same, yeah. The hair's thinned a little bit, but still looks good.
Yeah, it's gonna be so weird when he's gone, man.
There was some stat, like, I think he's reviewed over like 10,000 football players.
That's crazy.
Something like insane.
Yeah.
I want to know what his caffeine intake is this time of year.
Oh god. Well, who was
going to guess 500 milligrams a day?
He's a huge whipped cream guy.
Really? Yeah, what's the dessert that he likes? Like,
I think it's a Baltimore thing. They like the custard shit, right?
Like whoopie pie?
No. Whoopie pie is Maine.
I'll tell you right now. I think it's pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Yeah, Mel Kiper Jr. eats pumpkin pie every single day.
What?
Yeah, they said, Rick DiPietro and, what's his name, Rothenberg?
Yeah.
So they talk about it, like, all the time. DiPietro sends him, like boxes and boxes of whipped cream every week.
Because he eats pumpkin pie every day, and he probably needs whipped cream for it.
He needs whipped cream on it. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Maybe that's just the thing. That's all he eats. That's a secret. Let's just eat whipped cream and pie. It's a party.
Okay.
I might go get some tomorrow. That sounds delicious, honestly.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. Not a huge pumpkin pie guy, but hey, some whipped cream. Not too bad. And
right.
And where's the draft?
We thought Giannis would be an issue being out. They're up by 30, and it's not halftime yet.
Who, the Bucks?
Yeah, they're up 75-46 with 2.5 minutes left in the half.
God.
Miami's so bad. I can't believe they won. I can't believe they won a game.
That's pathetic. I can't believe how bad. Yeah. Those two teams are weird, right? Because the Heat like embarrassed them, and then the next year, the Bucks embarrassed them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Who knows? Yeah. But we shall see. Where's the NFL draft again?
I believe it's in Kansas City.
That's a weird spot.
That's a really weird spot.
They've been moving it. It's so stupid. Just keep it at Radio City Music Hall like it's always been.
I know.
I don't understand.
Nah.
I know.
Des Moines. Bring it to Des Moines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in that fucking tent downtown.
Oh, my God.
No, but I feel like Radio City or I feel like Vegas. Didn't they do it in Vegas? Was it Vegas last year?
I think last year.
Yeah, Vegas seems like a cool city. Or like a flashy city. Kansas City, it seems kind of whack. I don't know. But whatever. Succession.
Oh, yes.
He's not dead.
That's your conspiracy
theory? I love it.
No, he is. But, man, I was so confused because out of nowhere, like, the first time we hear it, it's Tom on the phone, right? And he's calling in his, like, weird, like, voice, like, calmness, but kind of
yeah
you don't know what the hell's going on in his head, and he's like, so Ken, he's not really breathing right now, like, what the fuck? But like, they didn't show like anything. Like, they just showed a plane and they didn't show him falling down or getting sick, nothing.
They didn't show his face or anything. Yeah. I think they wanted to do like that,
like little glimpses of like his body on the floor. But I'm like, I thought for sure that he was just fucking with it, especially when Kendall was like on the phone saying, I can't forgive you, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I felt like Logan would use that against him in the future or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But nah, man, he's gone.
It was a shocker. It was a shocker.
Yeah.
Pull one out.
I didn't see that coming.
I was talking to our friend Joe O'Shea today, and we were talking about it. The acting is so good in that episode that it makes it very difficult to watch.
In what way?
It felt real. Think about it, right? They get a call that he's not doing well, and they're basically saying they're doing chest compressions and all this stuff, right? But it, like, I felt sad, right? You feel like you're literally getting a call from somebody that you know is like dead or about to die or whatever it is. Like, the acting was so good.
It does feel like you're really close to it. You're like, oh man. And then the shock slash the mixed emotions that everyone had. Yeah, it was great acting.
Yeah, it's really one of those classic HBO type episodes. Like, I think I said to you guys, like, it's like Red Wedding status.
Oh, for sure.
You know, one of those episodes. I'm trying to think of like a Sopranos episode that, you know, was just like the Pine Barrens, right? You know, there's like all these memorable episodes like you'll always remember. You know, you always remember the episode Logan, you know, died.
And also, he's such a big, huge, huge character in the show.
Yeah.
And he's so good. And I really liked his character. And he kind of died just like, it was like unimportant how he died.
Anticlimactic.
Like, he died in like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know.
But like,
the show called Succession, right? So.
Yeah. But Paul, I'm kind of with you. Like, I was watching it with Mikey and we were both like looking at each other like, You're thinking what I'm thinking,
dead,
right?
Yeah,
like he's playing like a, because he's fucked up, right? Logan's fucked up. Like, maybe he's playing a gag on them. Like, he wants them to like pour their hearts out to him, so he can almost like turn it around and be like, "Ha, see, you can't fuck me. Like, you love me," or something like that. Like, you know, I don't know, something to use in court. I have no idea. Like, just something.
Right.
Is that what you were thinking?
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought there was an ultimate motive, and Tom was involved, and you know everything. But
I'm here to serve.
Yeah, Tom.
Oh man,
Tom wants Roman, so right? It sounds like The disgusting brothers.
Who do you guys want to take over?
Not Shiv.
I mean, honestly, if you're the kids, why would you even want to take over? It's like chaos. They already have enough money, more than God. Like, just chill.
I know.
Connor. What is the desire?
Like Connor.
What's the desire? Yeah.
Connor's got the right idea, man. Just take the big ass fucking mansion, penthouse, whatever you want to call it, and chill. And just, you know, actually, he wants to run for president, which is not chill, but, you know, he's not going to, you know, he just wants his 1% and he's good with that. And
there's so many small pieces of the show that are so good. Like, when he just, like, nonchalantly buys the house from the widow.
Marsha or whatever. Yeah. Handshake deal.
$53 million or whatever.
She's like, I don't know, between 60 and 70. He's like, oh, 63. And she, like, spits in her hand. She's like, deal. Oh, my God. That was my favorite. That was my favorite part, too, of the episode 3. When, you know, they tell Connor. His first thing is just like, he didn't even like me.
Never liked me.
Which is so true. He didn't even go to his wedding. He didn't even care to go to his wedding. Like, the deal was more important. It's just so funny. Like, oh my God. But how much money do they really have? Like, how much money is he like Logan Roy worth? Like, Rupert Murdoch, how much money is he worth?
If I'm just guessing, I would say $15
billion. $15
billion. I looked it up today. I actually looked
at 17.6 is Rupert Murdoch.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
$17.6 billion. Jesus Christ.
That's Fox News is worth. Yeah.
Yeah. ATN. Fox News. crazy. Yeah. I think. So wait, I'm a little confused because Kendall in the last episode, Kendall, Shiv, and Roman, they're talking about how they're all going to split it. But then they go in the other room with Frank and Carl and all them, and all of a sudden it's only Roman and Kendall.
I think it's along the lines of they felt like three was too many to present, so they're just gonna have the two sons, and then she's gonna be involved, but not really, but on paper, not on paper, but like kind of like behind the scenes.
And that's why she freaked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she like lost it. She like falls and stop smiling.
Yeah. So it's really just Kendall and Roman, but nothing is done supposedly without Shiv, but you know that's how that ends up.
Yeah.
But at the way end, you kind of find out like Kendall. So here's the thing that I still need to understand. Kendall wants to release like the bad stuff that their dad did, right?
Right.
But it seems like he wants to push out everyone. And he just wants to be the guy.
Yeah, it seems like he was fucking almost Roman over by going to Hugo and making that decision without consulting with Roman. So now they're all going to be at each other's throats again. It's like, Jesus Christ, constant backstabbing.
But what makes the show really good is like how you can tie it back to like the full story from other seasons. Because I saw it on Twitter. And you know that conversation, I forgot it's the end of season 2 or 3, where his dad, they're on the boat and his dad, like that big yacht, and his dad is like, "You're not a killer."
Yeah.
Basically, you don't have it.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like tied that into this, and it's like he's doing what his dad said that he couldn't do. You know what I mean? So he is proving that he is the killer and he can be the CEO.
Full circle. I love it. Do you think that Logan circled? I'm sorry, underlined his name or crossed it out in the letter?
Oh, I'm gonna cross it out.
Cross it out.
That's right.
Cross it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I don't know. Part of me always thinks that he knows that like Kendall should be the CEO, but he's just a retard. Like,
yeah, he was an addict,
murdering drug addict.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think he.
Well, sure shit didn't say Shiv.
Yeah, good. yeah, it's crazy because what was it? Was it season 2 or I forget when? But like Shiv, remember he like kind of wanted Shiv, but he was like not sure about it. And yeah, thank God. I hate her.
Yeah, devil.
So. Yeah, we'll see. It's awesome. How many episodes are supposed? This is the final season. We just saw 4. Is there supposed to be 9 or 10?
I think
nine.
This one's 10. 9? Is okay. It 9?
Yeah. Last of Us was 9, which was a kind of a weird number, but we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. And
it's going to be so weird without him, though. He was like,
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 episodes.
10 episodes. Okay, so we got 6 more. Nice. And then, yeah, how Greg shakes up. Greg's still lingering around. Oh, my God.
If you had to handicap it, right? If you had to handicap it, if you were FanDuel, and you were going to put odds on who's gonna end up, you know, the CEO, give me your top 5 right now.
Jerry.
Jerry.
I got Jerry plus, what, 3,500?
Jerry's up there. Yeah, odd-wise.
It's a long shot.
I think it's just going to end up... I really think it's going to end up being Kendall. It just makes the most sense to me. You can't really convince me otherwise. I don't know.
Who was the security guard he was sitting with at dinner that one time? Logan.
Head guy.
He's like, you're my only friend.
You're my friend.
Maybe he's just going to give it to him.
He showed up, I guess, to the penthouse the last episode. He's wearing jeans. And it's like, oh, he's wearing jeans. That's weird. And he like brought his daughter or something. Like, I didn't even know he had a kid.
Yeah. I wouldn't sleep on the ex-wife. I think she's pretty tough.
Oh, I like that. Maybe I didn't even think about that.
Maybe it'll be Bran the Broken.
Oh, no, please no.
the worst ending ever.
Oh, that would be awful. Yeah, that was interesting when Kerry comes and she's like losing her mind, and Marsha's just like, what'd you say? Like, get her out of here.
Yeah, we're gonna send her back to her little apartment.
Yeah, her little apartment. I was like, oh, Jesus. But yeah, good stuff. Anything else?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, it sucks that it's over, though. It's the last season.
I know,
it's like a top 5 show for me. I love this show.
No, it's great. But yeah, it is one of those where like it's like, all right, you know, eventually they got tied. Because it's just going to go and, you know, fucking this person over, fucking that person over. You know, it's just like...
Yeah, it's good that it has... I think shows do a bad job of doing that. Like, this is good. It should end at some point, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think 5 is like the max seasons. They're doing 4. That's fine. 5...
Yeah, like how long could this go, honestly, realistically? Like, how many times could they just go through it where... You're now next in line, then you're now next in line.
Yeah, it's just...
So I think this is good.
Yeah, it's just a bit much. But yeah, who would want? Yeah, who would want all that? I mean, I guess the power. They're just all power hungry, you know. It's the way they were raised, I guess. You know, I can't help it.
It's funny.
I would have no.
I'm on ESPN.com, and it says one of the. I'm reading the top headlines, and it says, "Tua says he mulled retiring, comma learned how to fall."
What? Oh my god.
They make it seem like he learned how to fall and decided not to retire.
Jesus. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Jesus. But yeah. What
about the Rangers and Devils?
That Davos. Yeah, this time last year we were all about hockey. But we didn't have you know,
if the Knicks in the Eastern Finals, then a really
Right. Yeah, it's you know, it's been one game so far. They won 3-0 that first game.
Just one. Yeah.
And the Islanders, the Icelanders are in it too, right? They're playing forget who they're playing.
Let me see how they're doing. They lost 2 days ago.
Carolina? I think it's Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw.
Apparently the Bruins this year are basically the 96 Bulls.
Yes. They're
unbeatable.
It's crazy. They set 65 wins, right? They set the record.
Yeah. 65, 12 losses, 5 times. 65 wins. Holy crap.
Insane. Yeah. 12 losses.
Losses? That's so hard to do in hockey.
I know.
Damn.
I know. Fucking Beantown, man.
It's Ryan. Like.
Yeah. And of course, it has to be Boston. But, yeah, whatever. But hockey's weird. Yeah. Hockey's weird, right? It's like, I feel like it's never the best team. Like, it's like any team can win in the playoffs. Kind of like baseball. I feel like these teams will just go for
it. You need the hot goalie. You need the hot goalie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But, Bruins dominant this year. I don't know the Rangers' chances, but it is kind of cool. Rangers, Devils, and Islanders are all in the playoffs here. So, I saw the Islanders, you know.
At least one of them will advance. It has to happen. So.
Yes. You see the videos, the Barstool videos. With was it Frankie and Stu Finer at Borelli's? You see those videos?
Borelli's,
yeah,
Borelli's, yeah,
yeah, going crazy.
I was still like, was he alive? Is he alive?
Who's that?
It's Finer.
Oh, how is he alive?
Heart attack.
I know. He he's a nut. He's crazy.
The energy never drops off ever.
Nope. He can he can really dive in that pool. You see him dive in his pool when he opens his pool. He makes like a big deal about it every year, and he dives like an Olympian. It's pretty beautiful. But yeah, he does not look good. But the source.
Yeah, his mulch came today too.
Yeah, the mulch. Yeah.
Nice.
His t-shirt was saying, "Is like the mulch came."
The mulch came. Yeah, yeah. The big things are the pool opening. It has to get to 88, and then the mulch coming. Yeah.
Oh my god!
What a character.
He's insane. Yeah. He's insane. So I don't know. The Heat gonna come back tonight? Should we have any hope in that or what?
No. No.
No.
We were saying before, Adam, you know, Nuggets are probably going to sweep the T-Wolves. Maybe T-Wolves get one. I don't know. That's the late game.
Yeah, as a Net fan looking to, you know, upgrade the offseason, I'm hoping Minnesota gets swept. I'm hoping Atlanta gets swept. And I'm hoping Portland decides to pivot that way. There's a couple different options there for the Nets there.
Yeah. Towns, Trae Young.
Yeah,
those are definitely two names to look out for this summer. They're probably going to be available. So, yeah,
I like the fit Towns on the Knicks though.
Adam, would you want RJ Barrett and a couple picks for Bridges?
Oof, no way.
Yeah, it's gotten bad for RJ. Stephen A. That wasn't a good endorsement for that wasn't good for the Knicks, honestly.
Yeah, you can send him to Canada. That's where I think he's gonna end up.
A Raptor, right? Yeah, that probably makes the most sense. I would do RJ and I don't know. Would they have to give a pick away
OG?
Too? For OG? Yeah, I was about to say. Probably.
Or you know, or Siakam maybe.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
one of those two.
That would be nice.
Okay, I would do bad.
Siakam's gonna cost some picks, but OG maybe a couple. I don't know.
I would
for Siakam. I'd do RJ and two picks. 100%.
100%. Yeah. Then you're rolling. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd definitely do that.
Absolutely. Legit squad.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But, all right, guys. Anything else?
Tomorrow's
April 20th. I'm glad I was able to jump in late.
Yeah, yeah. Glad you were able to make it. I guess next time we speak, the first round will be over. So we'll be able to recap that. And
the NFL draft, hopefully. Hopefully we'll talk about the Aaron Rodgers trade.
Oh, yeah, we should. Yeah, next pod should be, we should have a lot to talk about. So, yeah, we will watch and talk about it, and we'll take care. Comier.
Later.
You're welcome. You're welcome.